And we start today with a question from the mailbag. This one comes from Ernie in St. Louis, Missouri, who asks, if Moses was risen before Christ, doesn't this conflict with the concept that Jesus is the first fruits of those who fall asleep? In other words, how could Moses be resurrected before Jesus Christ? And the answer to that question is the operative word here is the word if, because in truth it was Jesus, not Moses, who was the only person in history to have received a glorified, resurrected body. Others like Lazarus in John 11 was resuscitated, then died again, but only Jesus Christ was resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. Moses, like all those who died during the Old Testament era, experienced the presence of the Lord in Abraham's bosom or in paradise, but still awaits the bodily resurrection, which will occur at the second appearing of Jesus Christ. In the accounts of the transfiguration of Christ, we see appearances of Moses and Elijah, but there's no reason to think that they had yet received permanent resurrected bodies. In fact, the object of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is to demonstrate that he is the Lord of glory, and the transfiguration reveals to the disciples something of the pre-incarnate glory of Jesus Christ, and then to anticipate his coming exaltation. The disciples were called not to marvel at a resurrected Moses, but rather to come to grips with the greater reality in the presence of Jesus Christ that the soon-to-be crucified Messiah was going to be vindicated in resurrection, in ascension, in fact, in glory. And that's why Paul makes it plain in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. Of course, Christ made that clear, didn't he? He said, do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the grace will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. And we can take this question and relate it to ourselves, because when we die, we're going to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. And then we will await a time in which Jesus returns, and then our soul will return to our body, and that body will be resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. So Christ is the first fruits, and then we too will have what we long for, a new paradise. No longer will the earth groan in travail, waiting from liberation from bondage to decay. And no longer will we groan in our mortal bodies, because then they will be immortal body. In the meantime, Moses and Abraham and everyone who died in the Old Testament, my father who died in 1997, and all those who die prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ will await the glorious transformation of their mortal bodies. And we have the first fruits in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's because he lives, we know we too will live.